You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you rat catchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Grey Hill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all: adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name. Not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Oh, hey! I'm Hardbod. And I'm looking for the founder of the Burrow Founds. It's very important. Who am I speaking with?
The corpse's eyes burn like coals with hatred.
Why have you disturbed me? I am the founder.
Oh, babe, I need a quick little favor. is there anything I could get you? Do you want some water for your coal eyes?
Desire one.
One.
Bolhind.
Oh, my God. I want to get you, Bolhind. This is perfect.
His soul is restless.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Don't you hate that? Okay, so I can definitely get you a Bolhind soul. That's fine. Let's just consider it on afterpay for the moment, though, babe, because we have to get it and then get it to you. And I've just – okay. So me and my friend – do you want to pop out of the sarcophagus?
I cannot shift the stone. I haven't the strength.
Well, somebody shifted it.
I have attempted to, but cannot.
Ah, okay.
Trapped here, searching for Bolhind.
Okay. So do you want to stay trapped, or should I get some, like, rats to try and untrap us?
It's good that you're having this conversation literally lying on top of them.
You are, yeah.
Noses touching, basically.
Yeah. I cannot leave. I wish only for Bolin.
Oh, okay, that's
to
fine.
Be with us.
Okay. So, do you have any? I can get you Bolhind. I just need to know where he is. Do you know?
Bolin's corpse lies in the troll crossing river.
Okay, perfect.
His brother knows where to find him.
Okay, so I did chat to him, and his brother was like, no, I don't know about that. So is there any way I can get brother Dane to tell me where his bro is? Do you have any hot tips?
Slay him, and he will join us. His knowledge will become ours.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to tell Johnny Tomatoes this.
Otherwise.
I'm just standing outside the sarcophagus being like.
So what happened?
I mean, internally.
Otherwise,
gee, she's been in there a while.
Otherwise, beat him. Force him. I do not care.
Okay, because his whole deal was like, I should beat and kill you. But I'm not going to do that.
It is funny to be like, we can't kill the dead. That's like, that feels immoral.
Yeah.
We're going to kill a real guy.
A real one. Dwarven culture is different to ours.
Yeah, just letting you know, just establishing really quickly that this dead Borrow Found clan leader is saying that if you kill him, his knowledge will become the dead's,
babe,
and they'll be able to tell you.
I didn't miss a trick. Yeah.
But he's also saying that you, like, beat him, intimidate him, whatever, I don't care.
Okay,
don't
sure.
just
have
saying,
to kill
him.
You
don't
have, you could try another.
A left and right passage.
Obviously, whoa. Killing him is.
This whole adventure has been a metaphor for the choices we can make. D&D is teaching us something, a lesson.
But then you have a total lack of control. The dice of the universe.
Anyway, do you...
Hey! Hey, babe, you've been so helpful. Okay, so I'm going to go get you Bolhind, okay?
Leave!
Yeah, I'm going back to you.
Okay. Wow,
bro.
Bye!
Hold back
Wait,
out.
I forgot to give him a kiss goodbye. Hey...
You hear scrambling and scratching as the founder of the Burrow Found clan tries to kill
can't
you.
Can't get out.
But he can't,
but he can't get out.
That's so fucking frustrating.
I gave
All right.
him a kissy.
You did. You gave him a kissy.
That's nice. That's sweet.
Thank you.
It's nice to kiss someone who's helpful. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for your help.
Okay, first. Thank you. Okay, so now I'm going to try and find a way out of here, and mm-hmm. then, you know, because I got to fill tomatoes in soon.
Yeah, because...
you leave the way you can.
Awesome thing about this is, you can't... While this is all happening, I still just can't know what's going on until we get out, because I don't understand the dwarven.
Do we leave nicely? Can we get out? Can we get the door that is able to be opened from the outside?
Like the door from Australia 2023.
Specifically. Is that where we go?
You...
yes or no?
You travel to the door. When you get to that set of stairs that leads you back up, you both of you hear squeak, squeak,
squeak, squeak, squeak. Frank!
Frank has followed you down here.
Hey, Frankie!
Squeak, 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 squeak.
Hey, Frankie, let's turn on the rat talk. Hey, Frank, what's up? Don't forget your Brooklyn accent.
You talk to him?
Oh, squeak, 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 squeak.
So you cast the spell to talk to him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? The second you utter words that are not dwarven.
Oh, no.
That's not words. It's squeaks. God, you fucked me right here. This guy.
The dead begin rising again.
Johnny Tomatoes, in English, I'm so sorry. Things are about to get fucked up. Rat. Frank is a rat. Frank is a goddamn rat.
Sorry, he says, but I'm going to eat your corpses. He turns around and runs back the way he came.
It'd be easy to eat if they were motionless, you fucker.
All right, you're going to initiative again. The dead will be going first this time, and then Hot Gob, you'll be second.
He tricked us. He tricked us.
I was fooled by a rat, and normally my intuition is so good about these things. I knew I should have called a worm.
All right.
It just takes so long to get here.
They gotta eat whilst they dig, but they're also
this time six corpses begin standing up.
Six.
All right, three of them attack each of you. The clasping hands of the dead. You feel them wrapping around your ankles. Hot gob.
Around my ankles.
Around your ankles. Yes. Okay. Did you say where are your ankles? Or
no, I said around my ankles. Oh, okay, yes. But I love the clasping hands of the dead, like they're shaking.
you take 6 points of damage as one of their hands grabbing your ankle twists it in a weird way and you feel something break.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
I felt something break.
Oh, no. So, Johnny Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Johnny doesn't know what's happening. He hasn't been able to speak.
Johnny Tomatoes, you were dragged
able to, speak
to the...
All listen.
You are dragged to the floor as one of the dead tears a chunk out of your cheek.
Oh, his beautiful tiny cheeks.
You take 11 points of damage.
Oh.
So, just to give you an update, Johnny Tomatoes, you're on 16 hit points. Hot Gob, you're on 32.
Even with my broken ankle?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right. Then it is Hot Gob, your turn.
Okay. Just to clarify. Okay, I've got two bitches on my ankles.
You got three.
I got three bitches. They all
three
went for the ankles.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
so short. Sure.
Because they're dragging themselves. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I got three bitches on my ankle. All right. What I'm going to do is maybe take my great club. Mm-hmm. I think I need a weapon. And this club is great.
It's in the name.
As previously stated. I'm going to get it. I'm going to hit as many bitches with it as I can.
You swing downwards,
yep.
and you awkwardly but still connect yep. with the heads of one of the
like
zombies.
I'm rowing a boat.
You cave a zombie's head in, and it
Whoa.
Doesn't stop.
Good for you.
The zombie didn't stop.
No, I guess they're dead, so they don't need their brain.
Maybe they need metal, like Game of Thrones need a special.
Yeah.
Or they don't need their brain. Like, how come I killed one with a knife, but one...
Well, you were doing acid before. You were burning them with acid. This is a... Just a big lump of wood. There's nothing magic to it.
Yeah, there's a lot
of
Also,
you
consider.
Did significantly less damage. You were doing like 30, 10, 11 points of damage. This guy only took three just now.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Useless. All right.
That was your turn, Hot Gob. Johnny.
All right. I'm going to do something bold here. Hey, Hot Gob, I know I'm not meant to speak, but I remember that the guy at the start, Rube or whatever his name was, he said...
Rube.
Dane!
Ruby eyes!
Dane said they can't go in the sunlight and it's day outside, so let's skedaddle. They won't be able to follow us.
Oh, that's such a good idea. Let me try and run. Oh, no, I'm being grasped.
I'll carry you.
You're going to have to knock these bitches off.
Oh, okay.
I'll use my...
Is that right? I'm assuming that's what you would say.
I got to try and...
I don't know
dis-
if I'd be calling them bitches, but I mean, like, yeah, sure.
Come see, come stop. Yeah, go on.
All right. Okay, Hot Cub, I hear you got three bitches clasped onto your ankle.
More dead begin rising as you're talking.
I'm gonna cut their hands off, and we gotta get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
You can fireball just right behind you, get a bunch of them, and then use the chaos to run. As an idea.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw a fireball behind you.
Uh-huh.
And when everyone's distracted with the chaos,
yeah?
We run.
Johnny Tomatoes, you are a genius.
Thanks, Hot Gob. It was all you up until this exact point, so I can barely take any credit.
I missed you so much.
I missed you too.
You throw a ball of fire, which
that
explodes right behind you.
So many dice.
Yeah.
I know.
That's a fucking fireball, baby. All right, so 10, 22.
Man, that was the coolest thing I've ever heard somebody say while they're playing with a bunch of dice.
33 points.
Fucking fireball, baby.
33 points of damage. Leave me alone.
Whoa.
You deal 33 points of damage. A bunch of them are destroyed.
Cool.
A bunch of them are destroyed.
Yeah, well, listen.
Enough that the two of you can make your escape.
Yeah.
Hot Gob, let's go!
You burst out into the sunlight. You hear the undead below giving up on their chase.
Suck shit, losers! Maybe stay dead next time!
You want to get a drink?
Let's go get a drink.
All right. As you go get a
drink, the tavern.
Where
we need to
speak to
Dane.
Now, I was going to tell you all that real quick. Ready?
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
we're
going
to beat him up or kill him.
That's right. Pretend I suggest that we should go drink with Dane now,
yeah.
After I know everything.
No, I got you, babe. Dane's at the tavern.
We
got
to go talk
tavern.
To him. Yeah.
You return to the tavern.
Yeah.
Dane is still there. A few dwarves have filtered back in, and there's not a crowd, but there's a couple of people having a drink.
Dane! Bobby! We need to talk.
Blubbala! We need to have a chat.
What? Have you explored any of the crypts yet?
Yeah, we have. We've explored some above ground areas too, and
did you not notice that Johnny Tomatoes has his cheek missing?
My face got all fucked up.
Fair enough. I guess I could have guessed that, yes.
Look at this. I can poke my straw tongue through it.
That is
Oh my god, never do that. Never describe
doing
that again.
I've never had someone's
please.
Tongue enter my mouth through the side before like that, but it was quite a unique and...
It was for demonstrative purposes.
Yeah.
That was terrible. Never do that again, please.
It felt truly strange.
Did you find it really upsetting? Is it something that you'd say anything to avoid seeing again? Just a side note.
Potentially,
wondering.
Maybe. Anyway, which crypt did you delve within?
Forget about that for the time being.
We're asking the questions.
We need to talk to you about your brother.
I'm not sure how this relates.
Yeah. You don't know where he is, but everyone seems to think that maybe you aren't telling us the whole truth. And if you want this mess sorted, we're gonna need to hear it.
So you can make this a persuasion check or an intimidation check.
What
uses charisma? Because I just realized
both
I got a lot
me.
Of it. Oh my god, I'd like to use Annie.
You both of them are charisma based. You are, all right, so
intimidation or
persuasion.
Now let's use persuasion so that it doesn't immediately turn into a fight
just
if it goes
you know,
wrong.
Persuasion, you have a bonus of 5. Intimidation, you have a bonus of 8, if that affects anything.
That affects a lot. Let's go with intimidation.
Oh, them 3 extra points. Do I have that written anywhere? There it is. +1. Chum. I'm just learning about D&D. Keep going.
That's fair. Me too.
Dane starts sweating heavily. He gets really flustered, red in the face. You can quite clearly see that he's quite scared, maybe even for his life at this point. He starts nervously tugging at his apron.
I forgot he had an apron on.
I know he's somewhere by the bend in the river. But that's where we stopped searching, I think. I don't know.
You don't know, huh? All right.
Hey, Dane,
I don't know if this is going to change things, but everyone was spoken to you, including the dead, said that they'll be able to get to the bottom of this mystery if we kill you, which is something I don't really want to do. But that, just so you know what's on the table.
I would do it. I have acid. Mm-hmm. Not afraid to use it.
From behind the two of you, you hear a voice pipe up. What are they talking about, Dane?
Oh, not Mary. You weren't supposed to hear that.
You turn around.
Babe, I've got some hard truths for you, Mary, babe.
Balafra is sitting at the table.
Mary was close.
She's sitting at the table.
Her friends call her Mary. Yeah. Well, there's so much about her.
She stands up from the table that she was with a drink in her hand, swaying a little bit, and she says, "What happened? What happened?" And Dane shuts up like a clam at this point. He refuses to say anything more.
Might have to kill him tomorrow.
Mary, please. You just, we're still investigating it. It just seems like maybe we'll be able to have some closure soon. But speak to this man about it when we leave. And I'm gesturing at Dane.
She walks past the two of you, throws the rest of her drink in his face, and then leaves.
Real Housewives of Dwarf is Dwarf House.
Real Housewives of Saltbrook City.
Thank you.
Real Dwarves of Housewives City.
Housewife City.
Housewife City.
I'm going to make my fortune in Housewife City.
Roll the dice. Yeah.
Anyway, she... leaves, and you hear as she's walking down the street, she starts screaming.
Oh, Mary, it's mad.
Ballhind! Ballhind! She's screaming his name as she runs out.
Did he answer? Let's listen.
No.
All right, should we troll the river? Should we beat that? No, we got to beat up Dane.
Okay, so we got three options here. One, we go troll the river by ourselves, which might take a while because I don't think either of us are good at water.
I've got an air bubble.
Okay, maybe one of us is good at water.
I think I have one like Harry Potter. Yeah, I've got one of those. We could do that. Do you think we'll get any more out of Dane?
Or the second option is we take the grieving widow with us because she might be, you know, extra boots on the ground to help us sort all of this out.
Yeah.
Step three, we beat up Dane. Not step three, option three.
¿Por qué no los
why not have Tress? Okay, well, I mean, option one and two do directly counter each other, which is we explore by ourselves or we explore with the widow. But I reckon we take her with us. It'll make it easier to troll through the river. I mean, like, there's...
And I don't know where the river is, so maybe Belle can show us.
Yeah, maybe.
Bella! Bells, babe.
Who's Bella?
Isn't that her name? Bella Frage? Bella... Mary Beth?
Her name is Balafra, yes.
Yeah, okay. Bella. Bella, come on.
All right.
Who's Bella? Sure.
She's run out. You can run after her if you want.
Hey, Balafra, wait up!
Balafra!
Please, we want to help you!
If you chase after her, she slows down and turns to let the two of you catch up. She's quite clearly started crying again, but it's like a not sobbing, just tears down her eyes. Her cheeks.
We understand that it's not how we wanted to this is not how we wanted you to find out about this, but we can't be... certain what's gone down yet until we recover your dearly beloved's body. We're heading down to the river now to try and dig it up. And like we said, we can't point any fingers yet just because Dane, your new love of your life, knew about where the body was. Doesn't necessarily mean he did it.
One way or another, she says, there might be two murders today.
She runs off.
Run!
She's running. She's running.
She threatened you? Oh my god. Do you think she likes you?
What the hell?
All right, we don't need her.
So, she actually didn't say today. One way or another, there will be two murders.
Wait, she knows somebody was murdered. Wait, is that just an assumption or is that a confession? Or, he's struggling.
Hot Gob, I guess what we could do is just wait it out, and then we'll join the afterlife when she kills him. Sorted. Done and dusted.
Oh, I thought she was threatening to kill you, babe.
I tried not to take it that way.
It looks like she's running towards the river. In fact, you see her start wading into the bank and start searching around the bank.
Okay, I reckon we follow her, because there's a good chance she's about to uncover what we're looking for.
Excellent. I might pop on my air bubble spell and like dive in the water.
Can cast that for the two of you if you want. It is your
Pumpkinolostos.
It would mean though that actually you could cast it for the two of you and for Bella.
No, she's been a little.
Yeah, we are a little bit scared that she might threaten to kill me.
And what am I going to be like? Which body in the river is it? Please identify Willem.
Just letting you know that this is going to be the last third level spell, so you won't have access to your third.
How many have I had?
You cast one before, which was the meld into stone, and now you'll be casting the air bubble.
Right. No, that's...
You have to... I know the air bubble says second level, but if you want to give two people, that's a third level.
Oh! You want to come with, Beb?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, I do.
All right. I'm going to cast this last third level spell because I reckon we got it.
This case is basically done and dusted.
Open and shut.
All right.
I just realized that real quick. If we do find him and we have to bury him with something significant, would that be Bella Fudge because we don't know anything else about his life?
We can ask her, though.
That's true. We'll ask
We'll be like, hey, what does he love? What did he love?
I think we should just kill her and put her in the ground with you.
She was mean to us
when
she was crying and we yelled at her.
Yeah,
and then yelled at her new husband, revealing that he killed his brother. Maybe for her?
All right, we'll think. Yeah, maybe they're in cahoots. We'll think about it.
Well, maybe they are in cahoots. I didn't even consider that.
Beneath the dark and murky waters
where we are now,
the Troll Crossing River, you see... You find eventually, in the center of the river, at the deepest possible point, you can see that there is a corpse there, which has been tied up, bound, and then weighed down with rocks.
Oh, poor Billund.
What the fuck?
Well, that's how my Sunday morning starts.
I was really worried you were going to say that's how my son died for some reason.
You didn't have to bring him up.
What a dark fucking turn.
But yeah, no, your Sunday mornings, that
that's
makes a lot more.
That's how my sundial died. Went underwater. I never saw
No,
it
that's
again.
Sad about your sundial. But also makes a lot of sense. And this is how your Sunday mornings look.
Yeah, right? Tied up, bound, bottom of the river.
Yeah. Sunday mornings is your son. Though.
It means it was a good night before. It is my son's day. Yes, I'm my son. Okay, so that's a bit sad. I'm glad Mary's not seeing this. Let's swim a bit closer.
Good idea.
Let's try and fish him out.
Yeah.
You can, if you want, you can get rid of the rocks that are weighing him down and take the corpse out. The second you emerge with the corpse from the river, Bella falls to her knees and starts wailing loudly. When you get close enough, she grabs at the corpse and starts pulling at it, not to tear it from your hands, but like just in grief.
Oh. Baby, I'm so sorry that this happened to you.
Baby, you gotta let it go.
You got a new husband now.
Yeah, he's great.
He owns a tavern.
Hey, you know what? You could be single. That's really good for some guy.
Maybe find yourself, you know.
Maybe, get some acid fingernails.
The voice is not Bella. It comes from the shore. Both of you look over and you see Dane standing there.
Fucker.
I really, really wished that you had just followed the instructions that I gave you.
They were very unclear.
He throws something and there's a splash in the water near you. And we're going to go to initiative.
River bomb.
River bomb.
Well, it's funny you should say that.
No!
How are you feeling during tomatoes? Let's just check in with each other.
I wish that I didn't have a hole in my head, but apart from that, I'm feeling okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling that Dane definitely did this.
Yeah,
Johnny, it's your turn. A black orb.
I'll get back to you in a second.
All right,
I would love to check in.
Okay, catch you soon, babe.
Mwah.
The black orb is made out of, you can see it's glass with the black is like a liquid inside it. As you stare at it, the black starts turning red.
What the fuck?
Wait. Oh, he's got an orb. Okay.
It's floating, bobbing in the river next to the two of you right now.
Oh, next to both of us.
What would you like to do, Johnny?
That looks bad. I'm gonna cast reduce on it and shrink it down in size. So whatever bad thing it does, it will do less.
Okay. Oh my God, genius.
You could try that.
Try that.
Sure. So,
I had disguise self this whole time and didn't use it. Could have pretended to be a different guy.
Did you have? You said you're gonna ask Dane different more questions.
Yeah. I feel like maybe I asked him different questions. He's a different guy.
Oh, God. That's crazy. I was like, oh, I think this is meant for people only, but it actually does allow you to do it on objects.
Oh, he knows what he's crazy. Doing.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, anyway. They call me Mr. D&D.
I thought they called you Mr. Tomato.
Oh, sorry. They call me Mr. D&D. Me, Joel Dusha. That's what the D in Dusha stands for. Dungeons and Dragons Dusha.
When you touch it, the red in it, all, like, you know when you've got, what are they called? The, like, electric ball where you touch it, it, like, zaps you or whatever. What are those called?
Einstein.
Yeah, the static electricity ball. Yeah, science works. Yeah.
Imagine that, but instead of the electricity touching or going to where you're touching it, all of the red color in the ball goes there.
Oh. Do you have to touch it to put the reduce spell on it?
Yeah, you have to touch it to do that.
Should have read that before I did this.
It hurts.
I wish I knew that rat was tricking me. Here we are.
It was like plunging your hand into a fire.
Oh, no.
You take 9 points of damage.
Whoa! My God! That's a hot ball!
You're on 7 hit points.
Did that hot ball get any small?
It does. No, it does get smaller, though.
Mm.
It basically becomes half the size it was previously. Hot bod, it's your turn.
Hot bod. Hot god.
Hot god.
Are we just making comments now?
I accidentally wrote bod in my notes.
It's almost as if I'd hoped that mistake would happen. Make me feel good.
Okay, hot gob, it's your
turn.
What?
Johnny's hot bod now because you're on fire. Can I ask, Johnny, tomatoes? Oh no, your hands. Are your hands still, have you moved away from that ball or are you still attached to it?
It's up to you. You can still be holding it if you want.
I've gotten out of the river because my hands were hurting.
Great, perfect. I'm going to cast Thunder Wave and try and get it to fuck away from us.
Thunder Wave will... All right, Johnny Tomatoes is out of it, but you kind of will hit Bella as well. Is that acceptable?
Yeah, maybe she's a slap in the face that she needs. Go!
Okay.
Just to help her. She needs
Yeah, all right. Yep, they're going.
That's not going to kill her, is it?
I don't know.
It might.
So
would
you
it?
Can cast it. It's a first level spell, but you can cast it a second level to increase the damage it does.
No, I don't want to kill. I don't want to kill Mary.
I don't know because I've not rolled the damage yet, but it could kill her. Sure.
Okay, what else should I do?
I think it's kind of funny if you do that. I'm not saying don't.
All right.
Collateral damage is part of the game.
It's part of the movie. She'll with Arnold with... Schwarzenegger, and Whoa. He doesn't do bad movies.
Yeah, that's true. He's never made a bad one.
That's right.
That is true.
You know what? I'm going to keep it level one and get that little ball up and down the river and get Mary. Maybe this will let her let go of the body that we need to take back to the crypt.
Yeah.
All right. It works out almost perfectly.
Hot Gob strikes again.
You do not kill Bella.
Hot Gob.
The explosion kicks a lot of fucking water up into the air. You see Bella kind of just tanks.
Gets wet.
Fuck him.
She just kind of like tanks the damage. She's still standing where she was after you finish casting the spell. The orb is thrown clear. And I'm going to make what's called a luck check. So I'm going to roll some dice, and you guess if I rolled high or low.
High.
All right, perfect. The little ball smacks Dane in the head and hits the ground.
Lucky!
Johnny Tomatoes, where did you go?
Here I am standing on the side.
That would be quite close to Dane.
Where did you go, Johnny?
Oh, dear me.
All right. The ball.
Pick a different direction.
No, because if I pick the other direction, I then get hit with the thunder wave.
The ball. Boom! Explodes in Dane and in Johnny Tomatoes' face.
Oh no, his poor face.
You, all right, sorry. You make your saving throw, half damage. Dane fails, will take full damage.
Ah, phew.
Let it be known that not only did I roll the perfect save, I literally rolled the perfect saving throw. That's the highest number.
That is the highest number. Yeah, you did real well.
What is it?
20.
Wow.
27 points of damage.
My God.
You take half of that, Dane is vaporized.
Which
still kills me.
Are you dead?
No, it doesn't kill me.
I'm unconscious.
You're dropped to 0 hit points. You would take only 13 points of damage, halved.
No.
13 points is
half. That means he's like minus...
Yeah, because if you take double your remaining hit points, that's an instant kill, right?
If you take, so you took 20, you took 13 points of damage. Mm-hmm. That 13, you had 7 hit points mm-hmm. left, reduces you to 0.
Mm-hmm.
If the leftover damage is equal to or greater than your maximum hit points,
then it's instant,
which is 27, okay, yeah. Then you die.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I'm fine. I'm just unconscious.
Ugh, I was about to get that booty all to myself.
Did you take a healing spell?
That's what I was just wondering. I don't think I was that generous.
All right, so here's how it's going to work. I'm excited for this. Normally, I don't get other people to roll the dice. Normally, I do all the dice rolls, unless it's a very exciting one, and I think this is. So you need to stop the bleeding.
Oh, my God.
Before Johnny Tomatoes dies. You have, it's a medicine check.
I just lay
check.
On top of him. My leathery skin is really good at clotting blood.
You get +3 to this, so you only need to get a 7 on this dice. But Johnny Tomatoes, you roll first.
Uh-huh.
So you need to roll this die, and you want to get 10 or above. That doesn't save you, it just buys her time.
Mm-hmm. And if I roll lower than a 10?
That is bad.
Okay. Note to self, don't
try
do
not
that.
To get a 20. Try not to get a 1, but get a 20 if you can.
I got a 3.
All right, that's bad. So you can't do that again.
Okay.
All right, you roll and you want to get at least 7. 16! You're fine. Johnny Tomatoes.
Johnny.
Oh, hey. Oh, I shouldn't have stood next to the bomb.
Son of a bitch.
Oh.
Johnny, you're on 1 hit point.
It's good to see you, too. I think I need to go to the hospital.
No, Johnny. We need to go into the crypt. Let's finish this mission.
Oh!
Get up!
Okay!
Get up!
Let's go!
Okay!
Where'd Dane go?
That's a great question. Dane?
Dane is a smear on the ground.
Oh, look, I think he's that smear.
I really hope that isn't going to affect us being able to bury him.
No, no, no. Dane's smeared. Billund, where are you? Billund's still dead, but yeah. Hopefully the corpse is around.
I wasn't sure if you were talking to Bella or not at that
Billund,
point.
Billund.
Yeah, you still have the corpse of...
Oh, and now Dane's dead. Now. We can finally find the... corpse body.
You have Bolhind. You have him.
Ah.
Yeah.
We got him.
Okay, so let's... we just go bury Bolhind and that's that. Then we go to the church, get paid, call it a day.
Wait, we gotta
go to the hospital.
Okay, how about I'll give you the easy task. I'll take the body to the crypt, you get the book, and one of us needs to ask Mary what's something that this guy did with his life.
Okay. Hey.
He ran the tavern. We need to get something from the tavern.
Drinks!
Oh, okay. Wait, does the tavern sell medicine?
No, the tavern doesn't sell
that. Rubbing alcohol. Alcohol is kind of like rubbing alcohol.
Oh,
come on,
okay.
Good rally.
Let's go to the tavern and find like a stool or something to bury him with.
And we run.
Oh. So you're going with Bella to the tavern?
Wait, should we bury... no.
Yeah, let's get all the things we buried all at once. Me and Bella's going to tavern.
Okay,
I'll go
to the church and tell Veet that we got the body. I'll explain the whole situation, and I hope that being at church, maybe there's bandages.
Billund, don't move. Stay right here.
So you're going to leave the corpse here. Well, the corpse is bound. Even if it could move, it probably couldn't. Yeah.
Frank the rat, don't eat this one. I swear to son of a bitch, I will summon a cat so fast.
I don't think he's fast enough to follow you.
Okay.
So you're leaving the corpse here. You're going back to the tavern? Is that, or
are
both of
it?
You going?
We, what, it's not very close. We ran.
Yeah, the tavern's not far. No, yeah. No. So, all right, I'm just checking. All right, it's.
Let's leave Mary to cry over his dead body.
Uh huh.
I'll go get us some drinks.
Yep. You go to the tavern, get us some drinks and something to bury him with. I go to the church to get that book and to tell Veet that it is done.
All right, cool. Well, you go do that. You arrive at the temple. You have made a very clever decision to not go into the crypt because you don't know the rules for that crypt.
Oh, phew. Yeah. Hot Gob's pretty hot-brained.
When you arrive, Veet, first thing, the second you step in, Veet immediately runs over to you, lays his hands on you, and he says, "Be healed, my child." You recover six more hit points, so you're on 7 total.
Oh, thank
what has
you
happened to you?
So much. Your suspicions were true. Dane is a murderer. Don't know why. He is now just a smear on the river. It wasn't my fault. He attacked us with a bomb of some kind, which then blew up in his face, killing him. Tragic story, I know. We have recovered his brother's body. We're currently searching for the correct ways to bury him. I understand that he needs to get put in a crypt that's not this one, but the one near the tavern. Do you know their burial rites?
Normally this would be done by their family, but they haven't any left. He wanders over to the back hall, grabs 2 of the books, and he comes back to you. He says, "I will help you with the rites."
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. So I guess we'll head back to the tavern where I left my beautiful, lovely, good friend, Hot Gob, who is currently searching for...
searching for something, I saw that.
Who's currently
searching... He had an itchy ear. itchy
ears happen to everyone. Who's currently searching for something of meaning to bury him with, which I believe we need, correct?
Yes, something to mark their station in life.
Oh, so it could just be anything from the tavern.
Yeah.
Pretty much, I believe.
Bostles it is.
Well, perhaps a bottle of something would be more meaningful.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, you sit on it.
Yeah. You can, but...
Dwarves believe...
Different experience.
Dwarves believe that the dead transcend sitting.
Okay, whatever you say, let's just head over there now and get this sorted ASAP so your town can spend tonight in safe harmony and we can get out of here and I can probably get healed a further time.
All right.
Hey, Tomatoes, thanks for coming to the cabin.
Hot Gob, it's so good to see you again.
Missed you.
Missed you.
I have a quick question.
What's up?
Just to extend this whole experience.
Uh-huh.
Listen, Dane's a schmear. Do we need to bury the schmear? Or is it only a body that's missing that needs to be buried?
That is a really good question.
Do we need to scrape up Dane and then get 2 things from the tavern and then 2 books?
Well, I brought Veet with us who...
Veet has 2 books.
Great. You see what's coming. All right. So if you could get like a napkin or something to pick up Dane with.
Do we need to recover the parts of the... If the body was disintegrated by a bomb...
I don't think we will need the corpse, but I suppose it would be safe to collect one.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll grab this napkin.
We don't want a repeat of literally what's just happened.
Even though he's a murderer, he's still a dwarf.
Bella runs upstairs and comes back down with an armful of towels.
Perfect. That was very clever, Bella. Bella also before helped me take down the sign of the Wizarding Tavern, so no one will know what this place is anymore, but I think it's a really good thing to bury a villain with. Just a big old sign.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
So the sign is one of the things.
Yeah. One of the things.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's fine. That's, so, that's definitely a mark of the tavern. Yeah,
and then
absolutely.
Dane gets a stool.
And we'll give Dane a stool. All right, yes.
It reminds us of when we came in here and we saw him sitting down.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway.
Meaningful to us.
All four of you go back to the site by the river. Collect Dane with some towels.
And
we'll soak him up.
And we'll collect Billund.
Yes.
Who was still there? I forgot. Whoops.
Bella probably ensured that he was brought to the tavern. So he'd be laid out on a tavern. On a table in the tavern.
Oh, okay, good.
Then I guess we go hold a funeral.
Yes.
What a thrilling conclusion to our tale.
Well, in many ways, I sound like a pirate now. I don't know what happened.
No, you still sound like you're from...
Johnny Tomatoville, eh?
Tomatoville. From Margaritaville.
Hey!
With a somber and
respectful
service. You finish.
What should I sing at the funeral?
And I will always love you.
And I will always. And so on.
Love you!
All right, a respectful, otherwise, service is held. And that night, you stay for free in the tavern,
mm-hmm.
and no dead come to bother you or the city of Saltbrook.
Hooray!
We did it! Another case solved by the duo known as Hot Gob and Johnny Tomatoes.
Let's get a big red gobby to celebrate.
Yeah! Gobbies for all!
They named a cocktail after us. It's called the Red Gobby.
Thank you so much for joining us. Where can we find the two of you? Dusha, how would someone find you?
So I'm part of the Sandspans Radio Podcast Network. I host Plumbing the Death Star, which is a pop culture comedy podcast. I host Thumb Cramps, which is a video game review podcast. I am also part of a podcast on a different network, so the Wood Elf Network, where I am part of a podcast called Baseless Speculation. You can find me there or on social media. Don't know which ones exist anymore, so just search for my name in Google, I reckon.
Might take a whole month to come out.
It could be anything.
Yeah, it might be very different.
I was going to get a podcast, but Dusha took them all.
Yeah, I got so many.
Yeah.
Impressive.
He's been collecting them.
Yeah.
Well done.
Just can't quit.
Thumb Cramps is a great name for a podcast about video gaming.
It's good.
I got to check that out.
Yeah. Hey, if you play video games, come on the podcast.
We're using this plug to also recruit. Right. I'll plumb a Death Star.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
welcome aboard.
Hey.
You saluted.
Yeah, but in my head I was that stormtrooper that hit his head. Deep cut.
I can't see that in that scene. People are like, here's
what
the scene where it happens.
It's very obvious.
I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me.
It wasn't for a good like 50 years until someone was like, look at that.
He like full on bumps his head and is like, whoa.
What's the movie? Is it one of the James Bonds or like a Tenet or something where someone's sweeping in the background but the broom doesn't touch the ground?
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, I don't know what movie it is.
That's either Spectre or Skyfall.
Yeah,
I think it's Skyfall.
Funny.
It's a James Bond movie.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the plugs.
Speaking of James Bond, you can find me, Annie Lumsden. I'm a part of Annie and Lena, which is a fun duo, and you can look us up on the social medias at Annie and Lena. You can look up myself up, Annie Lumsden, if you want, if you feel like it. What's happening? I'm going to be in a very serious play at 45 Downstairs in September. I'll post something about that. And then I'll be on Plumbing the Death Star because
You're welcome.
Yay!
And Lena has been on Thumb Cramps as well. So if people want to hear Lena on things and a podcast that I'm also on, there you go.
Listen to her.
She's great. Everything's all coming together nicely.
Thanks so much, Dungeon Master. How's your head?
There was a brief period where I started getting a stabbing pain right here. Left eyebrow, but it's gone.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm
all
glad.
All the pressure's released.
We all had a lovely time playing.
Yeah, it's good.
I truly did.
Thank you, Dungeon Master. Thank you, Annie. And thank you most of all to the listener. Without you, it'd be nothing.
Well, thank you for listening to one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company. We hope this tale imbued you with as much pride and respect for your fellow adventurer as it did me. Until next time, we hope you enjoyed these further adventures of Grey Hill Free Company.